This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Mylan, the drug maker that makes EpiPen, has been caught in a controversy over huge price increases. They now say that the generic version, identical to the name brand treatment for allergic reactions, would be available in several weeks. Europe's antitrust enforcer ordered Ireland to claw back up to £13 billion from the American technology giant Apple, a move that will ramp up tensions over how much global companies should pay in countries where they do business. Centria Research, a research firm formed by two former Census Bureau employees, estimates that the real median household incomes grew through nearly 3.8% in 2015. This would be the largest annual gain in household income since Centria began producing the series in 2000. Mexico's president dismissed his federal police chief after a report that the police had summarily killed at least 22 suspects in a raid last year on a drug gang hideout. Half of Trump's campaign's 10 highest-paid consultants over the course of the election have never previously worked for a presidential campaign. Responding to claims that the head of its Palestinian office was funding Hamas, World Vision International, based in London, has said that according to available information, it has no reason to believe the allegations against Mr. Halaby, its director, are true. Its total budget for Gaza was approximately $22.5 million over the past 10 years, or less than half the amount Israel alleged was siphoned off. Today, charter schools are more racially segregated than traditional schools, and only around 12% are unionized. Few forms of mass-consumed entertainment have the anthem, national anthem, ingrained into every performance, and a protest by Colin Kaepernick has ignited passions over a tradition with no clear origin or mandate. Kaepernick, the NFL quarterback, has refused to stand for the anthem until he believes the country shows more respect and that Black Lives Matter. South African schoolgirls have protested for a right to keep their afros. They say they are not allowed to speak their native languages in school or wear their hair naturally. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AFL-CIO.